passo si ridestano, passioni vecchie e sepolte rivivono, cose e persone a cui non pensiamo mai si vengono dinanzi. Page 149. Volkeld expresses himself in a similar way. Even presentations which have entered into our consciousness almost unnoticed, and have never perhaps been brought out from oblivion, often announce through the dream their presence in the mind. Page 105. Finally, it is not out of place to mention here that according to Schleiermacher, the state of falling asleep is accompanied by the appearance of undesirable presentations, pictures. We may comprise under undesirable presentations this entire material of presentations, the occurrence of which excites our wonder in immoral as well as in absurd dreams. The only important difference consists in the fact that our undesirable presentations in the moral sphere exhibit an opposition to our other feelings, whereas the others simply appear strange to us. Nothing has been done so far to enable us to remove this difference through a more penetrating knowledge. But what is the significance of the appearance of undesirable presentations in the dream? What inferences may be drawn for the psychology of the waking and dreaming mind from these nocturnal manifestations of contrasting ethical impulses? We may here note a new diversity of opinion, and once more a different grouping of the authors. The stream of thought followed by Hildebrandt and by others who represent his fundamental view cannot be continued in any other way than by ascribing to the immoral impulses a certain force even in the waking state, which, to be sure, is inhibited from advancing to action, and asserting that something falls off during sleep, which, having the effect of an inhibition, has kept us from noticing the existence of such an impulse. The dream thus shows the real, if not the entire, nature of man, and is a means of making the hidden psychic life accessible to our understanding. It is only on such assumption that Hildebrandt can attribute to the dream the role of monitor who calls our attention to the moral ravages in the soul, just as in the opinion of physicians it can announce a hitherto unobserved physical ailment. Spitta, too, cannot be guided by any other conception when he refers to the stream of excitement which, e.g., flows in upon the psyche during puberty, and consoles the dreamer by saying that he has done everything in his power when he has led a strictly virtuous life during his waking state, when he has made an effort to suppress the sinful thoughts as often as they arise, and has kept them from maturing and becoming actions. According to this conception, we might designate the undesirable presentations as those that are suppressed during the day, and must recognize in their appearance a real psychic phenomenon. If we followed other authors, we would have no right to the last inference. For Jessen, the undesirable presentations in the dream, as in the waking state, in fever and other deliria, merely have the character of a voluntary activity put to rest, and a somewhat mechanical process of pictures and presentations produced by inner impulses. Page 360. An immoral dream proves nothing for the psychic life of the dreamer, except that he has in some way become cognizant of the ideas in question. It is surely not a psychic impulse of his own. Another author, Mori, makes us question whether he, too, does not attribute to the dream state the capacity for dividing the psychic activity into its components instead of destroying it aimlessly. He speaks as follows about dreams in which one goes beyond the bounds of morality.
Ce sont nos penchants qui parlent et qui nous font agir, sans que la conscience nous retienne, bien que parfois elle nous avertisse. J'ai mes défauts et mes penchants vicieux. À l'état de veille, je tâche de lutter contre eux, et il m'arrive assez souvent de n'y pas succomber. Mais dans mes songes, j'y succombe toujours, ou pour mieux dire, j'agis par leur impulsion, sans crainte et sans remords. Évidemment, les visions qui se déroulent devant ma pensée et qui constituent le rêve me sont suggérés par les incitations que je ressens et que ma volonté absente ne cherchait pas à refouler.
Page 113. If one believes in the capacity of the dream to reveal an actually existing, but repressed or concealed immoral disposition of the dreamer, he could not emphasize his opinion more strongly than with the words of Mori. Page 115.
En rêve, l'homme se révèle donc tout entier à soi-même dans sa nudité et sa misère native. Dès qu'il suspend l'exercice de sa volonté, il devient le jouet de toutes les passions contre lesquelles, à l'état de veille, la conscience, le sentiment d'honneur, la crainte nous défendent.
In another place he finds the following striking words, page 462.
Dans le rêve, c'est surtout l'homme instinctif que s'y révèle. L'homme revient, pour ainsi dire, à l'état de nature quand il rêve. Mais moins les idées acquises ont pénétré dans son esprit, plus les penchants en désaccord avec elles conservent encore celui d'influence dans les rêves.
He then mentions, as an example, that his dreams often show him as a victim of just those superstitions which he most violently combats in his writing. The value of all these ingenious observations for a psychological knowledge of the dream life, however, is marred by Mori through the fact that he refuses to recognize in the phenomena so correctly observed by him any proof of the automatisme psychologique, which in his opinion dominates the dream life. He conceives this automatism as a perfect contrast to the psychic activity. A passage in the Studies on Consciousness by Stricker reads, "The dream does not consist of delusions merely. If, e.g., one is afraid of robbers in the dream, the robbers are, of course, imaginary, but the fear is real. One's attention is thus called to the fact that the affective development in the dream does not admit of the judgment which one bestows upon the rest of the dream content, and the problem arises from what part of the psychic processes in the dream may be real, i.e., what part of them may demand to be enrolled among the psychic processes of the waking state." G. Dream Theories and Functions of the Dream. A statement concerning the dream